with Talking Money. I'm Jack Terry. Today on Talking Money, we'll be looking at how superstitions can have a real impact on business. Today is Friday the 13th, a day regarded by many as cursed, unlucky, and generally bad news. It can be argued the reason for this goes back 2,000 years, as Jesus was crucified on a Friday. As such, Fridays were considered bad days to begin any kind of work or project. The number 13 is considered unlucky due to a number of reasons. The number of people who are present at the Last Supper, the number of witches in a coven. So, when combined with Friday, it's a recipe for disaster. It can even affect business, with the FTSE 100 closing lower on Friday the 13th, 7 out of the last 10 times. On Friday the 13th of July 2012, China's GDP growth dropped to a 3-year low of 7.6%. In 1989, Friday the 13th of October saw a failed buyout of the parent company of United Airlines knock 7% off the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which resulted in the day going down in history as Black Friday. The Stress Management Center and Phobia Institute in the US estimates a loss of up to £585 million in sales and productivity when the 13th of the month falls on a Friday, because customers avoid traveling or even going into work at all. Even now, more than a quarter of Brits consider the day unlucky, and 37% of us say we wouldn't live in house number 13. However, some incredibly wealthy people attribute all their success to superstitions such as this. Taylor Swift actually considers it lucky she was born on December the 13th, turning 13 on a Friday the 13th, and her first album went gold in 13 weeks. So on top of that, her company is named 13 Management. So, whether you're superstitious or not, you can't deny that the power behind those superstitions is definitely a real thing. For better or for worse. With Talking Money, I'm Jack Terry.